of football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
The first player ever drafted out of Queenscliff. He'll actually be keeping his eye on the second player drafted out of Queenscliff tonight, running around in the hoops. I do speak of Darcy Gardner. Guards, Kingy, I've got Benny Cass and Mark Neal with me. Good to be talking to you down at ground level.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me. How you going?
Very well. Can you give us an update? We're in the very nice... Well, it's actually a bit steamy in the K-Rock box here at the Gabba, but can you just give us an update on the conditions for Goddings?
Yeah, she's quite gloomy, still pretty miserable, and she's going to be pretty slippery tonight, I reckon.
Now, obviously, late change for you guys. Oscar McInerney will come out, and Darcy Ford coming in. Can you tell us why Oscar's a late withdrawal?
Yeah, I think he's just a bit crook, the big fella, so Big 40 will come in, as we've seen him do before, and get the job done, like he did last year. So, yeah, like to like there, which is good.
You didn't put your hand up and say, look, I reckon I might be okay out there in the ruck?
Oh, I might have whispered it, but no, we'll leave that to the big boys. Lacking a few centimetres, I think, for that one.
You went down with an injury back early last year, back in May, and had to watch a club that you've given so much for a decade go on and win the flag. Is that what drives you to, I suppose, in 2025, that the boys can get back to the top of the mountain again, but you can be a part of it?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, yeah, it was a bit disappointing individually last year, but such a good result for the team that we've been building towards as a group for so long, and thoroughly deserved, I thought. So, yeah, obviously, it got the success last year, and you can see in the group that we came back at the start of the year that everyone's just as hungry to get back there. And, you know, we've still got a few other guys that missed out as well. So, plenty of guys that are keen to get back out there and hopefully have another crack at it this year.
Darcy, it's Ben Castagnoli. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Another Brisbane Lion player that Cat fans follow closely is Link McCarthy. Obviously, he's done his knee again and has gone down sort of an alternative route in the hope of getting back. You get your arms around Link. He's a ripping fella.
Yeah, definitely. It was pretty gut-wrenching and devastating seeing him go down again, especially off last year. But as you said, he had surgery last week. He's going to go for a fast-track return. And if there's anyone in the team that can sort of get his head around that and have the right attitude for it, it's certainly him. We're certainly feeling for him. But like you said, we'll wrap our arms around him and do everything we can to help him get back out there.
For Inspirations Paint, speaking with Darcy Gardner from the Brisbane Lions on K-Rock Footy, here's Mark Neild.
Darcy, we often hear from players that have long-term injuries, just a rehab group can be a really lonely place. Last year, with your club having the ultimate success, how did the club go about keeping you a part of the group?
I guess it's just, like you said, it can be lonely, but there was quite a few of us probably in there and going through similar things. So we sort of had each other to lean on, which is a good thing. And the clubs, they're just good at, you know, we stay involved. Like when we can travel with them, you can travel with them. Game day, you sort of in and out of the room. So you sort of still feel a part of it, even though you're not out there, you know, for that 2 hours a week. It certainly doesn't feel like you're missing out.
Just even though your club obviously reigning premiers, there are still some players in your group we don't hear a lot about down in Victoria. There's just a couple that I want to give you a bit of a contrast about. Tell us a bit about Logan Morris.
Logan's obviously come onto the scene last year in unusual circumstances, as an emergency against the Suns. He's just taken it all at once. He's come in. Doesn't look out of place last year in his first year, and he's come back. You know, those guys in their second year when they have such a big first year, you know, it can be a bit of a query, but he's come back bigger and better, willing to learn, and just goes about his business the right way.
Yeah, we were having a chat just before off air about a couple of your players. That's pretty much what we thought you were going to say about him. He works really hard, seems to be unbelievably respectful, maybe even a little bit reserved. Yep. That's what he comes across as. Now, right at the end of the scale, is what we see on the TV and what we read about Kai Lohman, is that what he's like around the club?
Yeah, you're spot on. I don't need to go into too much detail there. What you see is pretty much what you get, but... him and Logs actually get along. They're pretty good mates, so you're pretty yin-yang there. But they get along, and he keeps the energy and the vibes up, Kai, and it's great to have him back in the team tonight.
Das, obviously a big announcement for Brisbane this week with the new stadium at Victoria Park. Unless you're going to play till you're 35, you're probably, or 36, you're probably going to miss out on the opportunity to, yes, to play on that venue. But I suspect the younger blokes probably have been talking about going, gee, that'll be our home in, you know, 6 or 7 years' time.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think my days are pretty numbered in that regard. But for those boys, it's very exciting. Obviously, footy's just gotten bigger and bigger since I've been here, and the supporter base is growing each year. So getting a stadium to that size for those boys in the future is certainly exciting. So we can pack it out and get bigger crowds, especially with some big Victorian teams as they come up here. I think that's good for footy.
We touched on you being the first player drafted from Queenscliff back in 2013, and it took nearly 10 years to find another one, but Jai Clark's now finding his way as an AFL player. I suspect with the Queenscliff link, you've been keeping a close eye on him as he adds to his career tally.
Yeah, definitely. No, I love the way he goes about it. Just a hard, honest, in and under footballer. You know what you're going to get. You know, you show up contest to contest. So I'm excited to see what he can do tonight, especially in these conditions, though, to suit him.
Darcy, you were blessed with a 21st century name. You know, Darcy's quite a trendy name. There's a lot of kids called Darcy. And great to see a Bruce playing tonight. We haven't had a Bruce for a while. Your sub, Bruce Revel. I just had a look in there. You can't miss him. Tell us a bit about Brucey.
Brucey, yeah. He's a ripping fella, Brucey. Yeah, he came in last week and he's a sub tonight. Bit of an excitement machine. He'll get in there. He'll provide plenty of energy. Big kick on him. Big accurate kick on him. But yeah, no, he's a good young fellow, Brucey, and you know what you get from him when he comes on tonight.
Now, being from Queenscliff, you'll know that there's a good nickname that goes around sporting clubs called Queenscliff. And Sean Cannon might be listening. He used to play cricket up at St Joseph's. They used to call him Queenscliff because he was the gun that never fired.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, I haven't heard that one before, but there you go.
You'd meet me to maybe give it to one of your teammates, just to sort of, I wouldn't put it out there in the ether, but just maybe around the change room, just call him Queenscliff.
Yeah, I'll sit on that for a bit, but I'll definitely find up to you for that, for sure.
Did I see that you kicked a couple of goals last week in the VFL?
What was that, sorry?
Did you kick a couple of goals in the VFL last week?
I managed to get on the end of a few, which was always handy in the first game back.
Considering you've only kicked eight in your AFL career, are you trying to just, you know, late positional shift forward late in your career?
Yeah, well, you know, we tinkered a little bit with it last year, just added a bit of versatility to the game, especially with Payne coming through down back. He's doing a great job down there. So, it's good to do. It's been a bit of fun, something different. Hadn't really played down there since probably Falcons days in under 18, so just another option for me to get an opportunity in the team at some point, hopefully.
Does anybody know what Joe Danaher's up to? Have you spied him since the celebrations of last year?
Not that often, no. It's quite rare to see him, but I think he's just living a pretty happy life, just down north New South Wales there with his family, so keeping a low profile. I think he's pretty happy.
Do you reckon he'd be watching maths?
That'd be pretty hard for him without a TV, I reckon. Yes.
Well, he'll be streaming it somehow.
We really appreciate your time. We appreciate Brownie and all the crew in the media department at the Brisbane Lions looking after us with a chat. We love having a chat to you whenever we can. We always follow the Falcons boys, no matter where they're playing, very closely. And obviously, as you come to the back end of your career, obviously you're looking for that ultimate success that you were deprived of last year. You and your good mate, Link McCarthy, who's a great mate of ours here at K-Rock Footy as well. If you're talking to Link, please pass on our regards. We loved having him in the K-Rock box when he was still at the Cats and have enjoyed what he's done up here. And he no doubt will be looking forward, along with Tommy Duday as well, another former Falcon wanting to get back out the ground very soon.
Yep, no worries, will do. Thanks very much for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.